And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Ali Shilton.
And I'm Steffi Barnett. And on the show, we get Vogue.
Ooh, yes. And Brixo are back as well.
Yes, they are. As promised, they will be here to let us know the outcome from that meeting. Or today.
Right here on Shout Out. Oh, that's better. Sorry, I had that up a little bit loud earlier, didn't I?
You did. You made me screech.
Did I make you jump?
No, you made me screech.
I made you screech.
Yeah. I tell you, it's chilly in here.
It is, isn't it? Well, it's cold outside. Too.
It's colder in here than outside.
You reckon?
I'm going to have to get me coat.
I like your jumper, though.
I've noticed, yes. You can't You're supposed to be looking at me in the eyes, Andy.
I am looking at
not
you in
to the
eyes.
Boobs.
She has L'Amour written across her chestage. Can you say chestage? That's fine.
Just say boobs,
it?
It'll be fine.
So it's a lovely top, I really like it.
I do as well.
Yeah.
That's why I bought it, Andy.
Yeah. Because
it's lush.
I hope so.
And we've got Rebecca in the studio with us, who's about to do
already broken the microphone.
Just broken it.
Yes, she's playing with
do you need to push
electrical
it up a little
stuff.
Bit more?
Yeah, it's all right.
Are you good there at technical go. Stuff?
What do you reckon?
Not by the look on your face.
No. This is too technical. My mobile phone.
Oh, we've got Lottie in later with Vogue. That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Did you see the video?
I did. Did you?
Yeah. That looks painful.
It does. Yeah. All will be revealed later on.
It will. Yes. But yeah, so you need to be fit. Yeah. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah. It's a style of dance. I was talking to it. It dates back to the 1920s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 It's quite
influenced in the 70s.
It's quite diverse.
Well, that's half the reason they're in. Apparently, they're a really, really diverse group.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, we got Polly in...
Yes. Finding out what happened in that meeting.
In the council meeting.
Yeah. I can't find much out about it, so I'm hoping she can shed some light. I know that they cleared the place out.
Well, last week we did the funding withdrawal thing, didn't we?
Yes.
So we had THT and Polly from the Brixtow project. So, since then, the meeting's taken place and they're popping back in later. To give us the latest.
Fingers crossed. So I don't know the outcome. I have honestly been looking everywhere, and I can't find it. So hopefully she's not stuck in all the
traffic
out
there. Tell you what to do, Andy. Listen to Shout Out. It's on 93.2. It's on Froom FM and is on Pirate Nation Radio.
BSR.
We're not on BSR base. Until Saturday night at 10. We're on base tomorrow at 9.
Yes. Yes. I just realised why it's so cold. The window's open. I can feel it.
No, I shut it. It's the aircon. Yes. Oh, look, your nipples.
Who you are?
Just saying.
Oh dear, I don't know. So anyway, if you are stuck in the traffic, I hope you're enjoying the show. We promise we will make it very entertaining.
Well, probably Rose, I think she's stuck on the M32 at the moment because that's a parking lot at the moment. So
hello, Rose.
It's okay, Rose.
She was supposed to be presenting with me, in
I'm
case you're wondering.
Just keeping your seat hot for you, my love.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny because you always write the script and you put who's doing which bit on the kind of intro to the show, and it's really difficult when it's someone else. You kind of like, and I'm not Rose. Oh,
well, I did say that once before, didn't I? When I was covering somebody else, I'm not that.
So
I'm just me.
You're not just you, Steph.
Just me?
No, not just you.
No,
no, you're Steph.
Okay,
the one and only.
Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
Just that you're lovely.
Oh, bless you. I'll leap over the desk and give you a hug.
Mwah.
Right, we...
Sorry, am I interrupting something here?
Sorry.
We've got a bit of love in.
Yeah,
don't get jealous, Andy.
Yeah.
Are we going to have some...
So, I'm just realising you didn't wear the jumper for me after all, did you?
No, sure.
I wear it for the world because I love the world, Andy.
So we must make sure we take a photo and tweet it later so everyone can see what we're all about. So they don't think I'm just, like, mad or something.
You are mad.
Yes. Oh.
That's crazy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be quiet and say, should we get some events then?
Yeah, go on.
So, Outshout, our pick of the best events coming up, this time with Rebecca. So we keep doing this, we keep having guests on, and then the next thing, you know, the part of Shoutout, it's really floody.
Yeah,
so, hello.
It's very exciting, yes. I'm very happy. Yeah.
She's signed the contract now.
Can't turn back.
The doors are locked. Oh.
So, what events are we doing?
So, I have the one I've seen, which is, I think... So, there's one in Weston-super-Mare, the Pride Special. It's at Bar Cameo, and it's on the 25th, so that's this Saturday night. It's an old school disco.
Oh, I like old school discos.
Yeah.
OJs and,
OJs?
Sound of Philadelphia.
Oh, right.
What?
OJ, that's an orange juice.
I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
Because I did wonder.
Me and Steph are very slightly different generations. Sometimes I haven't got a clue what she's all about, and she does the same with me.
So. I think I'm about three generations. Am I old enough to be your grandmother?
No, probably not.
Well,
no.
Maybe.
Well, just ish.
Yeah.
Anyway,
your mum was 13.
Yeah.
I said you're old enough to be mine.
What, your grandmum?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go then.
Yeah, okay. This is not inspiring people to go to Bar Cameo for a Pride special.
I think we should all head down there.
I'd love to.
Yeah,
are you up for it?
Up for anything.
Come on then, Steph. See, it's just about me and Steph.
anyway,
hi.
So,
Bar Cameo. Yeah. Their website is barcameo.com. There's no charge to get in. It's donation entry.
Cool. As for Pride, is it?
Yes.
I presume that's Western Pride.
Western Superman Pride. Yeah. Which we will be covering again this year.
Yes.
Very exciting.
When is the event?
It is on Saturday the 25th.
This Saturday.
Coming.
A couple of days' time.
Yeah. Yep. So that's something for your weekend. And then on Monday, there is a showing of Midnight Cowboy. Which is part of the LGBT History Month.
No, that is my generational film.
Mm.
It's a film I've not watched, but I've read loads about it today, and I was like, ooh, quite fancy it.
It's one of my favourite all-time tracks, Everybody's Talking.
What's the film about?
It's about a despondent guy from Texas who thinks he can dress like a cowboy and go to New York for the big time. He thought he was going to be a hustler and sell his body to rich women. Didn't quite make it, so he ended up being on the streets and selling himself to other men.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the sounds of it, this film has been around for a little while. Then.
John Voight plays the main character. Dustin Hoffman plays an older guy who he teams up with who's very, very ill. So it doesn't end well, as you can imagine. But the music in it is fantastic.
Yeah, well, how old is the film, do we know?
Oh, not quite as old as me. But
no, 69 it came out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cool. Where's that screen?
So that's on Monday, and that's at UWE.
Oh, okay.
And it's free.
Oh, really?
The screening is free.
Oh, that is worth a view.
It's definitely worth a view.
Movie.
I have to confess that I would give you a time of what time it was on. But my contact crashed on my page.
Have we got a website? Where did you say it is?
So it's on the Black History Month. So
LGBT.
LGBT History Month.
It's Black History Month in the States.
Yeah.
Yes.
We flip-flop, don't we?
Yeah. And on there is the calendar of events, and that film is listed with UWE, and you can't miss it on the listings because it's got the red and white UWE logo.
Okay, so just go to the UWE website and it'll be there. Okay. Okay, that's great.
All right.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, if it'll work. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Annie Lennox.
The Licky Bird. It's Rose now, everybody.
Hello.
Listening. I've made it in. And anyone on the M32, I do commiserate with you. It's great.
The traffic's really bad out there, isn't it?
Yeah,
So, anyway, and we're going to talk about voguing. We've got the one and only Lottie in the studio. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good, and thank you so much for having me this evening.
So that's like, and then we played that tune on purpose. That's Annie Lennox and Little Bird. That's one of the ones you vogue to,
oh,
isn't
I
it?
I love that song. Oh, my God. There's so much freedom in it. We don't actually vogue to it. What we use it for is like a kind of warm-up song just to get everyone feeling relaxed and just expressing themselves. Yeah.
It's a lovely song. So and MFSB as well is another one of yours,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's a real classic old school voguing tune.
I'll stick that on in the background while
yes,
we chat.
Please
it's a
do.
lovely long track, this one. It's 11 minutes for 11 minute
interview. That's
the whole
length of the interview.
Yeah.
Perfect. So,
now, I'm very glad she did. Steph, obviously, was producing this week's show, and she sent me links so that we could have a look and see what on earth voguing was.
Okay.
And I looked and I was like, wow, that is amazing. But the other thing was, how on earth do I explain on the radio what it is vogue dancing is?
Oh,
so
man.
I'm hoping you can help me explain to the listeners what it is.
Of course. It has many forms. And I think probably what you saw was some dramatics, which is really lots of spinning and dipping and crashing on the floor.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. And like catwalk runway style things,
yeah,
as well.
All that stuff. So vogue is made up of five different elements. And these elements are duck walk and catwalk and spins and dips, which is what you saw, hand performance and floor performance. And then there are three kind of ways of expressing the movement, which is old way, new way and vogue femme. So that kind of gives the elements their flavour. Yeah. And within this kind of format,
it's very kind of like open though.
It's
you
really
do what
open.
You like, don't you?
Yeah. And one of the most incredible things about this movement form is really that you're honouring the unique style of movement and the individual and allowing people to find their own power and their own way of moving, their own unique style.
So now, did you get a chance to have a look at the video?
I did, yeah.
I did think you
have to be fairly fit, though.
No. Yeah. Also, these videos are people who've been doing it for a really long time, you know.
Yeah.
But there
I
is
did
an
think,
element
oh, if
of...
only I was 10 years younger.
No.
Because they do, you did say your guys do it as well, but they do this kind of, like, onto their back on the floor, yeah, slap the floor and then get straight back up again.
It's very kind of gymnastic and athletic, I thought.
Yeah. And that's kind of where the original and old way, a lot of the inspiration would come from, gymnastics and the military and really strong lines and this physical power, the physicality of it is a huge part of vogue. But don't be put off or intimidated by that. We have people in our classes.
Oh, I'm all for making a proud of myself.
Oh, me too. So kindred soul.
So you actually run classes, or is it just like a club night that people go along to, or how does it work?
The scene comes from the ballroom, which I'll explain a little bit more about in a minute.
Yeah,
and the club scene,
you said, didn't you? It kind of 30s
Harlem,
well, from the kind of the drag balls and then through pageantry, and then in the late 70s it really became more of a stylized movement form, and that came particularly from the Latino and black gay community in Harlem in New York,
right?
That's when it really developed a movement of its own, and then really has just evolved from then and been reflecting the music styles and the cultural influences as it's gone along, and to now where we have this very extreme dramatic displays. Yeah. But we run classes.
Did it have a 70s influence looking at it?
Did 70s and 80s.
Does it go through like revivals every so many decades and we're in another one now? Or?
It's more that the old way is still in practice, and then the new way developed, and that became more about contortion and hand performance, and then vogue femme came as well. So these three kind of different approaches to vogue have actually stayed throughout the course of its development, so people still look to the old for inspiration, you know.
So what sort of people would want to get involved in it? I mean, to me, when I sort of was just looking at the clips of it, I was thinking, wow, you'd have to, it's almost like, I mean, and you're saying there's people who've been doing it for years, and obviously they're showcasing.
But what
if you're new? Yeah. What if you're not a dancer? There's a lot of those people look like professional dancers.
Wow.
I think the ones, to be fair, we weren't looking at videos of your group.
Obviously not.
I mean, they're all completely fabulous, I tell you.
Yes, who are professional dancers?
What's the motivation for people to do it?
Okay, well, as I said, you know, it does come from the club scene and the ballroom, but actually But now that Vogue is gaining notoriety and popularity, a lot of people come from the classes background, and that's my background. I didn't come from the scene. I came from going to some classes in San Francisco and New York and becoming really inspired. And I came back to Bristol and I wanted to train, and it just wasn't, there was no facility for that. So that's why I started the group. And we're really a baby scene here. We're just finding our way. We have lots of people in the group who are really new to it. They've only been doing it really in the past year or so.
But they do seem, I mean, if it's anything like the videos we saw, and from what I've been talking to you about, everyone's really supportive of everyone and really encouraging. And if you get up and you're dancing, everyone's kind of really in the mood for it and egging you on, kind of thing.
It's
must
wonderful.
Be quite an invigorating experience.
It's a very supportive community, and the space, you know, the expression is fierce, not shady. You're encouraged to kind of bring it and be your raw self and expect to kind of get the heat from other people. But there's also a kind of communal understanding that this is a non-judgmental safe space in which you can explore your personal power. And it's quite interesting now, lots of women are getting involved, which is not the tradition, but I think there's something interesting politically about that at this time, why there's more women who feel a calling for this.
It does get a little bit provocative in certain
It does, parts, but actually I think this expression of sexually provocative gestures for our own pleasure and enjoying ourselves in movement without fear of being invaded is actually really important, you know, to have the safe space to
and
do
is
that.
And is that why do you think it sort of appeals to the LGBT community then, that aspect of it, that
completely.
It is,
and that's where it comes from,
non-judgmental, and that's where it, that's the roots,
that's where it comes from, that's the roots, and it still is, you know, that's the main foundation of the scene. It's only now that it's come over to Europe that actually more women are doing it through classes as opposed to coming up through the ballroom community.
So it's fascinating, I never knew we had it in Bristol.
I didn't know, but I mean, how far is it kind of music driven? Because just
very much so,
I mean, listening to the music, it wasn't,
it sounds like you needed a beat.
It was just kind of like just the beat. There wasn't really any thing else.
Well, the music
that's being
you're
a bit
listening
critical,
to
but
now and the song that's well, yeah,
so you would have heard
examples.
There's actually a style of music which is developed to enhance the power of the dance, which is called ballroom, actually. But also we use a lot of disco. I like a lot of house music.
Okay, so you actually integrate sort of, you know, all types of music into it, and then there's like a beat that goes through it. Is that what you're saying? Or
we're always, it's, and musicality is really important, and actually I think you can vogue to anything. If anything makes you feel that fire.
I'm just asking, you know, I might go along, you never know.
Totally, I'd love to have you guys.
They got any grandmas down there? There
I'll
you
give
go.
You a free pass, don't you worry.
I'll take a camera.
Yeah, man.
I was thinking actually about, I don't know if this is a bit of a left field question, but
do it.
The whole I when I was watching it, I was just basically thought of Janelle Monáe.
And
has she kind of championed that a little bit? Because she's kind of done something a little bit like it. That to me, it's quite, you know, she sort of seemed to come from nowhere, and yet she's obviously extremely...
I mean, she has a really strong performance
exactly.
style.
And she has, it's this whole black and white thing, and she sort of only chooses black artists to be with her and things like that. And she, you know, the way she dances, it's like she's a professional
I think you're a
dancer.
Bit more open than that, though, aren't you? You're
oh, no,
very
yes,
inclusive.
It's not, it's more the way she kind of dances. And she dresses like a, she's quite sort of trans looking, let's say. I don't know, there's something, but you know, she kind of crosses lots of different boundaries.
I don't know if I would say that she specifically uses that. She definitely embodies the energy the feeling of Vogue and the power and the kind of fierce vibe. But more like FKA Twigs, she's really been a champion of the Vogue scene recently. I think she's brought it to a lot of people's attention. And I would say a big driving force is YouTube and being able to see, which, you know, I've been immersed in this for a few years now, and I presume everyone knows about it, but it's actually still really underground.
Until I saw it on our show notes, I didn't know we had it in Bristol. Yeah. It was amazing. Now, I do want to talk to you about how you join, in case people are interested.
All right, cool.
And obviously what we'll do, we'll try and put some links to the videos we saw when the podcast goes up, so people can have a look.
Yeah.
But I know you guys are up to something on the 4th of March,
aren't
you?
Oh, my God. God,
Bristol Burns.
Wow. Bristol that
burns.
Sounds good.
The Trinity Ball. Yes, we're doing a film screening of Paris is Burning, and then followed by a Vogue Ball at the Trinity Centre next Saturday, Friday, the 4th of March. And this began just as a kiki ball, a chance for us to share our movement, have some nice DJs. And it's grown into this huge celebration of so much fabulous talent in Bristol. The drag scene, the cabaret, we have a gospel choir, we have the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence giving us a blessing. And it really became about being something open to everyone and celebrating everyone. So through the connection with the sisters, we got in touch with PRISM, the LGBT outreach branch of BDP. So we just decided to donate all the proceeds to them. Yeah.
Which is fantastic as well.
We had the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence
We've had PRISM in, we've had Brickstone, we've had Bristol Brunch.
And it's about friends of Shout Out.
I don't know if you've been following the news, but obviously Brickstone are in later to talk about all the funding cuts. So the fact that you guys are doing something to raise money for some of them is absolutely wonderful.
It has to be about the community and building these bridges.
Is that a ticketed event or is it donation?
Ticketed, yes. If you look on the Facebook group, we just look up Bristol Burns, the Trinity Ball, and the tickets are available from Event Cube. Mm. So have a little look, check it out. But I would like to do a ticket giveaway.
I
want to give away 3 pairs of tickets.
Okay.
Is this possible? Can I offer this to your listeners?
Yes.
I want to get them involved. And the question I want to ask is, I'd just like them to name me, the winners, one of the legendary figures of the Vogue scene, past or present. So if you're listening out there, do your research, or maybe you're jumping up and down and you already know who you're going to give us your legend.
Well, send it through to studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Yes.
And the first ones that come through, we'll check.
Please, yes.
We'll send you tickets.
Yeah, bring you and your partner along, and the tickets will be for the film screening and also the ball afterwards, so you get the whole experience of the evening. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you very much.
On top of that, obviously, that's the event. But if someone just wants to come along and kind of like see what you're doing, where it's not quite so full of hundreds of people having a massive great ball, and they might be interested in joining, can they just come along?
Yes, we do drop-in classes, and they are also on Move GB on a Thursday night at Wilder Street Studios in St Paul's, and they're £5 drop-in, or Move GB as I said, and then we do a Friday evening at Hamilton House, 6:15 to 7:15, and that's drop-in as well. £6.
Well, listen, honestly, it is well worth checking out. I'll try and make sure that we put some of the YouTube links. It's not to your group, per se, but it's to that style of music.
And don't be intimidated by these.
No,
we all have to start somewhere.
It's really good fun. It's well worth having a look.
Uh-huh. And did you think you might get involved?
I genuinely am very tempted. I just don't think I'm fit enough. But I might have to pop along and have a go.
We have all shapes and sizes.
Do you have people who just come to sort of just, you know, sort of watch?
I don't think you could just go and watch. It's that kind of thing that you would want to get involved with if you were there. And when you felt the atmosphere and the vibes,
I think you would. Okay. And a big part of, especially the Thursday, is fitness. I do a really strong warm-up because it is important to be in touch with our bodies.
Cool.
And you can execute the movement better and better shape.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know you haven't got a website per se, but you're on Facebook, aren't you?
Yes.
So what do they need to search for on Facebook?
We have Vogue Bristol, which is just the classes, and we run workshops. We have a workshop on the 4th as well. Vogue Bristol on Facebook, or we have the Vogue Bristol community, and that's where people are posting videos and inspirations and ideas and stuff like this.
Well, listen, best of luck for the event on the 4th. It sounds like it's going to be great fun.
I'd love to see you there.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
We'll let you know if people email in after those tickets. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah. So, wonderful.
Get emailing.
Let me know. Good luck out there. I hope to see you soon, and thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Lottie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Good old Michael Jackson. So, are you two Michael Jackson fans?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't. We don't really play him on the show that much. It's kind of nice. But that was in keeping with the Vogue dancing. I don't know if you guys were listening outside. It's
a little bit.
It's well worth. I'll have to send you guys the YouTube links. It's brilliant. They do all the whole kind of fall on the back and stuff.
Well, you could do a demo.
Oh God, no.
For us,
no. I don't want to break them back.
I reckon listeners would be very interested in that.
Yeah, I bet they would. So, anyway, Matthew and Nello here. So let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 23rd of February.
Kenya has become the first country to register a transgender organisation in Africa. The Transgender Education and Advocacy was set up to empower transgender people with skills which enable them to make their contribution to the social, economic and political spheres in Kenya. The recognition of the organisation brings to a close a protracted legal battle by members who bore the brunt of discrimination and violations of human rights while seeking recognition in the country.
Young people in Bristol have suggested that poor handling of LGBT issues in schools has had a direct impact on their mental health and leads to homophobic bullying. These comments were made in an event last night at the M-Shed hosted by the Young People's Festival of Ideas. Created in partnership with Freedom Youth and Rising Arts Agency, it was a panel discussion about LGBT language and culture. The night ended with demands for compulsory LGBT-inclusive sex and relationships education, with audience members being encouraged to write about the issue to their local MPs.
Two spiritual networks for gay, bisexual and gay-identified trans men are joining forces to prepare for an autumn retreat in the beautiful Charnoux Hills in Belgium. Gay Spirit Friends from the Netherlands and US-based Spirit Journeys are offering men the chance to experience healing and therapy works over a week in October. The programme will include gay shamanic work, mantra, singing, dance, psychodrama, and many more healings and heartwarming togetherness. For information, pop along to their website. It's gayspiritfriends.nl.
Plans are beginning to come together for a major exhibition of queer British art. Running from the 5th of April through the summer months at the Tate Britain Gallery in London, the exhibition has been curated to mark the 50th anniversary of the partial decriminalisation of male homosexuality, which took place on 30th of July 1967. Creative Boom, a website which celebrates the arts, has taken a sneak preview and published some of the classic images that will take pride of place at the exhibition. Works by David Hockney and Francis Bacon will be accompanied by ephemera from the early homophile reform movements, personal archives and photographs. The sweep of the exhibition will be from 1861, when the last execution for sodomy took place, until 1967, and thus constitutes a century in which gay identity was underground but steadily developing, ready for the moment when it began to blossom into the overground. Visit creativeboom.com to take a look at some examples of the art that will be on offer.
Donald Trump has come under fire for overturning guidance allowing transgender students to use school toilets matching their gender identity. Jackie Evancho, who sang at the national anthem at Mr. Trump's inauguration, said a situation where transgender students' rights over toilet use were unclear was unsafe. The 16-year-old singer said that she wanted to meet with the president and enlighten Mr. Trump on the issue.
Feminist campaigners have noted that Norma McCorvey has passed away at the age of 69 in her home state of Texas. Under the pseudonym Jane Roe, McCorvey was a plaintiff in the court case that established the right to abortion in the United States, a decision handed down by the Supreme Court in 1973. But McCorvey never wanted to be a campaigner and in 1988 converted to radical fundamentalist Christianity, changing her attitude and trying to protest abortion with extremist groups such as Operation Rescue. However, her involvement was never particularly high profile, and she was reported by the Guardian newspaper to have remained a troubled woman right up to her death.
MPs have acknowledged that the amount of racist, sexist and homophobic abuse on social media platforms such as Twitter is putting people off getting involved in political debate. Sky News reported on Sunday that Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott had told the Commons that when she became the first black female MP in the 1980s, she had no idea that 30 years on she would be receiving death threats from internet trolls. MPs have a variety of views on how to respond to trolling, but agree that something needs to be done to bring the web under control from hate groups and extremists.
And fine, it's been welcomed by activists as a toy that can help heal our troubled world and is already doing its bit to irritate reactionaries. It's the world's first transgender dolly. Trans in that it is modelled on young trans celebrity Jazz Jennings, who is now 16 and has been campaigning for her rights for 10 years. The dolly will make a launch appearance at the forthcoming New York City Toy Fair. Jazz herself said that a portion of her royalties from the dolly will go to help transgender youth.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Ella Watts
and Matthew Tosh.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, I do like that one. That's Human, that's by Rag and Bone Man.
It's an absolute marvel, isn't it? Yeah. Don't know if you saw him on Graham Norton.
No.
Last week. Yeah.
No. No, I've heard it played a lot on the radio, and I was looking for tracks. And
Nice lad.
First lot we've had on all Vogue stuff. So Polly, do you Vogue?
I'm tempted. I've been meaning to go to Lottie's class for ages, and I just haven't made it yet. No. But Paris is Burning is one of my favourite films. Yeah.
Marvellous.
So I will be there on the 4th.
A reminder, email studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt if you know the answer to Lottie's question, which is
you need to name a legendary figure from the past or the present Vogue scene. That's it.
Yes. And people are emailing in, so keep them coming.
Very good.
We will get Lottie to contact you back. We'll get them checked and we'll contact you back and let you know about the tickets. But that's on the 4th of March, I believe. Now, more recent, it's very unusual, actually, that we have a guest in two weeks in a row, but this is kind of like a real kind of crunch time at the moment.
Yeah.
Of course, you were here last week talking to us about what Brigstow is and what's going on. And just as a recap for the listeners, basically there's been a big issue around potential funding that the council were meeting to debate, weren't they, recently?
Yeah. So mid-January, Brigstow... So we're an HIV support charity, for people that don't know that. Mid-January, we heard of a proposal to cut funding to our support service completely. So big blow, very, very sad. And we kind of have been trying to fight a fight for a while. On Tuesday, just gone, this proposal went to the full council meeting where they discussed
quite
that.
Heated. From
the
what
council,
I saw.
Yeah.
I was following it on Twitter because, of course, a lot of the shout-out team were there and friends of. So there was loads of tweeting going on. And the next thing I saw was everything had stopped and they were clearing the chambers.
Yeah. Ooh. Big protests.
So I presume you were there.
I wasn't there, actually. We weren't there.
Was Brigstow there?
No. We weren't. No one from Brigstow was there. So we had been in communication with councillors about whether we should have a presence, whether we shouldn't have a presence. But it was kind of felt that they had a lot of very, very difficult decisions to make and that it wouldn't help our cause being there.
It sounds like it didn't help anyone's cause because there was a lot of shouting across the gallery, wasn't there? I believe it was the mayor that even in the end turned around and said, enough's enough, let's clear the gallery and stop proceeding. So do we have any outcome? Do we know what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we know what's going on. It's still very sad. The meeting went on for hours and hours. I think last time they had a meeting like this, it was something like 15. I don't know how long this one went on for, but they've passed all the proposals that were put to the full council, including funding for Brigstow. So we sit in a pot of funds called Supporting People, and their proposal was to reduce funding to that pot by 1.8 million. Within that, it includes a complete decommission of our service. So that proposal's gone through. From now, we start a 3-month consultation period on what the funding cut for us means for people.
That's the most important question, really, isn't it? How it's going to affect people day to day at grassroots level.
You work on a reserve, don't you? So you're not just going to disappear right now.
No, not at all. And it's probably important to say at this point that there is there's a margin, you know, that within these 3 months, something could happen and we could get some funds again, that something could shift. But at the minute, we're working on that funding will desist in October. And then we have 6 months reserve. So it wouldn't just, services wouldn't just stop then. We have 6 months to keep going.
Yeah.
But so, worst case scenario, in 9 months, there could be no Brigstow project.
Yeah, worst case.
Do you think it's kind of because, you know, that the whole, and I say this in a very loose way and possibly the way many people think about it, but the whole AIDS thing, let's say HIV thing, has gone off the radar a bit, and that's why they're thinking that this service isn't something that they need to put money into, because it's not, and excuse this word, but it's not Vogue, you know, so they need to put money into something else. I mean, is that what you feel has happened to it?
Definitely. I mean, and the council's suggestion is that our clients can access what we call generic services, so mainstream support services, we know that not to be true, you know, although...
Well, we also know they're overstretched, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, and it's going to be hard. One client put it in a way that I just thought illustrated it better than I could, but she said there are pills now for the medical condition, but there is no pill for the stigma and social isolation of living with it. And that's what organisations like us, like what we do. But yeah, I think it's just not talked about now, and people don't understand the specific issues of people living with HIV.
Yeah, so I guess for all of us, we need to kind of push it a bit more and let people know out there.
Well,
don't
I was going to say,
you know,
is there the possibility that you could go self-funded and fundraise, or is that just not something that's possible?
I think that we wouldn't strike any possibility out, but at the moment we're feeling like this support service, really, it's the council's responsibility to fund it, in a way. It's their responsibility to take care of their citizens. It's one of a group of support services, and we're the only service facing 100% cut. So it kind of, you know, those cuts, it's hard. It's a really, really hard climate, but they need to be evenly distributed.
Yeah. I mean, Polly, just tell us, just for our listeners, for us now.
Yeah.
What will it mean for someone who is struggling, someone who maybe's got an HIV, diagnosis or living with that, what will it mean for them, let's say, in a year's time and you have no money? What will it actually mean for that person?
That there won't be any specific support around HIV. Mm. That there won't be somewhere that they can go and say, hey, I'm getting these side effects from my medication, or my employer's just said that I can't work anymore because of my status, or... you know, I've just tried to access this service, but someone said I can't do it because of my HIV. Yeah. There won't be that support for those people, so they'll be left.
That's not offered on the so-called suggested generic.
No. And actually, some of our clients wouldn't. I mean, they just wouldn't access generic through fear of that discrimination. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is real. You know, it's around and real. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's the service that you're providing, that Brigstow are providing, and we sort of, as a community, really, we all need to fight for it to keep it going.
I was going to say, are we beyond the point of there's anything the listeners can do to help?
No, not at all. I mean,
your letter up on the show from last
week.
Right,
okay. So that is an action on everyone that wants to, is to kind of take that letter template, which is on your site. It's on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
With a link that you can find your local councillors. So I would keep on writing to your local councillors. You know, the council have a massive job at the moment, but they are still talking about how to work these funding cuts out. And the more we get our name out there, you know, the better the chances for us. So, yeah, definitely write to your councillors. There's loads of chat going on social media, so get involved in that. Brigstow are going to be at certain events. I was just talking to Lottie a minute ago about maybe having a stall at her Vogue night. So come
wonderful.
And talk to us there.
I don't know if you heard, they're raising money for several of the drugs projects, which is
great, isn't it? We partner really well with Prism, so yeah, big supporters of them.
Yeah,
but pop by and say hi there, you know.
And is there any such thing as a petition that people can sign or anything like that, or does that not really form part of the sort of argument?
I think it would make an impact. Us as an organisation probably wouldn't set that up. So if there's any individual out there that really wants to, it would probably be weightier if someone living with HIV started that, but not totally necessary. So if someone wanted to start that, do it, you know, and we would share that and get it out there.
I presume you're talking about the ones on the council website where you can raise a petition saying, you know,
exactly.
People have probably seen it on Facebook. There's government ones which we've all seen and heard about with, you know, don't allow Trump in the country and all that stuff. But the council, Bristol City Council, have a very similar one. Like you say, I don't think anyone started. I did have a look. Yeah. I haven't seen anything. So if you are listening and you feel that strongly about it, perhaps start it. If you do, get in touch with us, studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt, and let us know so we can help you promote it too. So.
Yes, and us. Yeah, I mean, sure, we'll find out about it from you maybe. But we'll promote that for sure.
Tell Brigstow as well. It's only about Brigstow.
Tell us.
Listen, I'm really sorry it's not the best thing. We were really hoping you were going to come back this week and say, oh, it's fine. They've decided not to cut it, but it's it's a shame. Well, I really wouldn't like to have been one of the councillors that had to make that kind of decision. Yeah. So I know they're under an awful lot of pressure with having to do cuts anyway, and no one's blaming them for the fact they have to do cuts. We just would have preferred it to perhaps, you know, be a bit more even. Or
exactly,
something, so.
Exactly. But maybe in 3 months' time I'll be back on giving you a different story. Yeah. Let's hope for that.
Yeah. Well, stay in touch.
Yes,
so anyway, thank you
sure.
ever so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
Now stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
That was a jolly tune, I must say.
Oh yes, I like that one. That's Oh My Love by The Score. I like The Score. I like
Very
The Score
nice.
A lot.
I like that. Just a quick, I thought I'd just do a quick heads up to listeners to a show that's on Netflix at the moment called Juan Enes. It's in Spanish.
Juan
Enes. It's about a 17th century nun writer. She was a very intelligent scholar. She was a genius of her time when she was 16 or 17 years old. Outdid 40 very highly intelligent men in Spain in a test, and that was very good. But the LGBT interest is that she also had two sort of lesbian flings within her life, and she was in a convent as well. So give that a look. It's brilliant. It's really well done. It's extravagant. And
it's
lots
nice
of
to see so much inclusive TV. It's there's Transparent over on Prime.
I think
it's now on series 3. It's thriving. And it's really, really good. So.
And they mentioned in the news, didn't they, about the same-sex couples in the adverts as well. There's been a couple. So that's quite nice to see as well.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
So, and the whole, it's been really funny. It's been loads of people agree with it, loads of people disagree with it over this new transgender doll that's out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it in the news.
No, I haven't.
So,
I haven't.
Some people say, oh, it's a marketing thing, you're just doing it for the attention. It does look like the girl that is trans that is based on it. It's actually a really, I think personally, it's a really nice looking doll. I mean, I'm not into dolls, obviously.
No.
But you know,
I was never into dolls, Andy, either. Believe it or not.
Not necessarily an LGBT thing, but Stranger Things
oh,
series 2's coming.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know if you're a fan. Series 1.
I was, yes. I watched the whole thing. It was really very good indeed.
It was so successful. They're definitely doing a Stranger Things 2.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
I can't wait to see where they go with it.
It's
a pair of twins that that are brothers that write it.
Really?
And they weren't that well known, and they did a few things that kind of got them off on their footing.
Yeah.
And then they wrote Stranger Things and just flew with it. It was, it was really cool. So.
Absolutely brilliant.
So,
right.
So,
well.
Now you never guess what we're talking about next week, because that is all
about
for this week. I ought to read my lines, really, haven't I? won't I? As always, all the details are online.
Just head over to shoutoutradio.lgbt and click on shows for all the information.
Now I can tell you what's on next week. We're doing Lesbian Princess Pirates.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
Sounds great.
Genuinely.
Can
genuinely.
I be one?
So, and Prism are going to come and join us. So it's the last of our LGBT History Month ones. So. But join us for that. So, but from myself and Rose and the rest of the team, so
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.